Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live Outlaws Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Roy. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 76, this edition called Thursday Evening. Special edition Thursday Evening, see you right. And we definitely want to get on some good stuff or whatever the Yahuwah leads to get on, but we definitely want the WCC and a lot of Dave Saints. They sincere, you about to say something on Romans so we can have something to work with. And we all in the room to hear you real plainly. That's a good thing. We'll see what we can do on that. But in the same token, we're going to throw it out in the international side and see who all join us for another episode. Glad you enter into the room, WCC and Latter-day Mormon Saints. I ain't give no y'all want to speak, so we'll get that because we know you're not in the room peacefully anyway. All right, let's throw it on the international side and see what's going on the international side. And one thing we do see, all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. We clear about that. Still waiting on the WCC to move that tag off so we can see how many in the room that is blocked. And it's going to remain blocked according to them. So, hey. One thing we do know, the box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. One thing to do, we organize according to the Bible. And that's what we're going to touch on according to the Bible. So we're going to go find our elder, Mr. Kiss, and he'll tell you all about this broadcast. And then we'll see what we can get going on after he puts them on the table. You never know, he might put some on the table that that will echo some based upon what we're going to hear today. We don't know. Got to hear it first. We got to be slow to talk about it in all ears. So you might have something to say real extra great, extra great. So when you meet the elder out of Camp 1, Elder Mr. Tibbs with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah BTFC, right?
And Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel. See you well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yo, all I know one thing, got a lot of memos on the table. And they hide something, but one thing we know, it talks about it in the Gospels of Matthews, whatever's here is going to be revealed sooner or later, anywhere it goes. So we're going to get down to the bottom of sooner or later. So you take your time and bring your A game on what you got on the table, and we'll take a look at this memo coming in right now. We'll look at this one, and we'll see what's going on. So you on the clock, Mr. Tibbs. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. Well, yesterday's broadcast, what we did, we touched on something simple about history. And we looked at that might make a fair understanding in most of us that had listened. Because when you fail to learn history correctly, you're soon to repeat the same problems again. And those that fail to do things correctly that we've learned from history, they're just simply doomed. I just explained it another way, so possibly it might make better sense. This is why we learn the word, the Bible, has it been brought to us from the Father, how it came, and the protocol from how it extends from the word into the homes. Like we usually say, the word came from Yahuwah the Father to Yahuwah the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders. And then it comes to the home. Well, now we look at where Yahuwah the man teaches the Yahuwah mothers. The Yaqwali mothers teaches the Yaqwali kids. Before they go out into the world and are schooled by the Yaqwa of this world, which is explained in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Now, we don't want Yaqwa of this world teaching our loved ones. We'd rather pass that teaching on the way that was given to us. Let's look at some previous examples I had mentioned before. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6. 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. This is a form of discipline, which is a necessary instrument when raising children. Even animals use discipline for showing the younger animals what to do. They nudge them or sort of nip at them to make them go the correct direction. What we do, since we're not animals, look at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15. 15 says, the rod and reproof gives wisdom, but a child left to himself or herself bringeth his mother to shame. We went through the due order. It's a taught behavior that's learned. Years ago, as I said before, the indigenous people taught the elders. They held their powwows and passed their stories on to the fathers and the mothers way back then, teaching tribal teachings about life, which nowadays the teaching is done by peer pressure. And that's what takes the proper teaching in most homes, any younger. We look at one answer that's given in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. 5 says, specifically says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the children of Israel, church of Yahweh? You know, this is a very serious thing, and we speak on it often about how to follow the word of Yahweh, how to do things that the way that they're supposed to be done. This is why most of the time you hear me say that a teacher can't learn from his students. I say that quite often. But he gains knowledge by teaching, because we all came to this ministry to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand, but that's what we do. We break it down each and every broadcast to make that misunderstanding very possible. We had people out there thinking Bar Jesus, as we had spoken of before, was the son of Yaqwa's son. And I had to break that down and tell them, that's not what we studied. He was a sorcerer. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity and bring the word as it should be to you, Yaqwa's word, connecting the books, your help, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do all this because this is information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And the times we're open for your learning is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and our online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. And after you click enter, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see the menu. But after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto Yahweh, or you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, doing this, I always remind everyone that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned to us again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcasts. Email addresses. We currently have two of those. The first is Tribe. That spelling is TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can write to say call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. In addition to that now, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you will like logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now during the normal broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our information on PAL Talk. On PAL Talk, you'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And when you do, you'll find out this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on PAL Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But when doing this, remember when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so Yahweh's word flows smoothly, remembering that Yahweh is not the author of confusion, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 33. So we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel. So it'll probably be a good time to keep those Bibles open. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. That was actually, it's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And we definitely want to remember that great big old feast is only days away, Remember, Sunday night is the day that you all 6 or 9 camps will be open. And you remember your white garments with the blenders on? You know, that's in Yahuwah, because you put the blenders on, you can recognize that you heels are some fringes. Some fringes are very important. Yahuwah got some fringes on you for a reason, for you to, so you can recognize that you're signing blood on that top. So that's a good thing, and we want to catch on a lot of things, so we just see which way to go. No problem about that. And we acknowledge that the WCC is live and waiting on the broadcast, and a lot of they live on the broadcast, and they saying all across the network here is you going to touch on anything out of the Book of Romans. It's our third consecutive day in the room.
The seminary that trains many Southern Baptist preachers is acknowledging something about its history that was widely known but often ignored. It was founded by men who owned slaves and misery. The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary reviews its legacy of racism in a new report, and we have more now from Edgar's Tom Jones. The 71-page document is thoroughly researched and unsparing. In an introductory letter, Seminary President Albert Miller summarizes, "The founding fathers of this school, all 4 of them, were deeply involved in slavery and deeply complicit in the defense of slavery," Miller writes. "Many of their successors," he says, "advocated segregation and the inferiority of African Americans." We knew in generalities that the founders of the seminary owned slaves. We knew generality that they've been very much a part of Southern culture, the culture of Reconstruction, and even legal segregation, but it had never been documented. The report, written by 6 current and former faculty members, dwells heavily on the seminary's own archives. It acknowledges the only reason a separate Southern Baptist denomination was formed back in 1845 was because Northern Baptists refused to appoint slaveholders as missionaries. The Southern Baptist Convention, more than 20 years ago, apologized for its connection to slavery. Last year, it passed a resolution condemning white supremacy. The Southern Baptists today are distinguished from others, mainly by their more evangelical and politically conservative identity. Allison Green, a historian of religion at Emory University, says this new report is significant, but she wonders what might follow.
Making a statement about our Confederate monument might be a next step. Or taking a stand on questions of voting rights in the 21st century.
There will be more changes, says Albert Miller, but he can't say what yet. And those statues on the campus of seminary founders to remove, he says. There are buildings named after the founders. No changes there are planned. Take it as just an effort to try to hide. This is the seminary story, Miller says. The new report is the school taking responsibility for its history.
I'm not going to be able to do that. bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you out from under the bondage. And I will redeem you, and I will set you up, and you shall know that I am loved.
Carter C. Wilson, the miseducation of the Negro. Page 84. The miseducation of a Negro.
If you can control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions.
If you can control a man's thinking, you ain't got to worry about his actions. Carter G. Wilson or C. Wilson. It's the miseducation of a Negro. She said, all you got to do is control their thinking, and then he'll have it. Yeah, you'll read one thing, and you'll be talking about something totally different. And that's why the voices of a two is like, we must come now. So the Six of Northern Caps got to get the act together and grand style it to be able to step to the plate and find out exactly, can you handle this that's coming up, that's already on the table, up on it when it's hot and heavy. Anybody can handle some things and all the odds in their face. But I wonder, can you step to the plate when it's all hot and heavy? We're going to find out. We got to find out, no doubt about it. So that's excellent on what we just got through hearing. And one thing about it, the deck have been stacked against you, but you know one thing, you got the greatest power it is the power of the almighty four-letter man. So we're going to see, remember the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up. So we're going to go and take a peek and see who all will be in the room and who all will be on stage for the nice episode, part number 76. And let's see who will be on record for part 76. We see one of the young lions out of Camp 1 will be ready to go. So let's find out if he's ready to go and bring a lot of audio out of his voice. So when you meet one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Micaiah Israel, Tribal Yahzad Judah, Brother Micaiah Israel, young lion, I'll be there, Steve Ray.
Yahweh bless you. Seer of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, what there, Brother Micaiah. All right, Brother Micaiah ready to go. Let's see his mother Eve, Tribe of Yahzad Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. We're going to see she ready to go for another episode on this special edition called Thursday Evening. Mother Eve, Tribe of Yahzad Judah. Yahweh bitch, that's me ready, Mother Eve.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel, of the Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. All right. Let's run up there around Detroit, Michigan, and see his princess, Leora Israel. Will she be ready, stage, for the nice episode 76? So when you meet the sister out of Campo, Detroit, Michigan, Princess Leora Israel. Tribe of Yahzad Judah. Princess, Yahweh be to that seed right.
Yahweh bless you. Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. We know we all got the elder. So let's see, you just go what you got to do. Remember one thing. I can play all the positions, and I will be in the wings, no doubt about it. All right. Young Lion, Tribe of Yahzad Judah, Brother Micaiah, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on in Luke 12, 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we're going to examine a few things there. We're going to examine some things. And what we have to do is, Brother Micaiah, we're going to have to read the Bible exactly the way it is. because to lay the foundation, we got to read exactly the way they would read it. So I want to hear these words called Jew, Gentile, Greeks, and we put all the spins on it because we want to lay some out because a lot of memos on the table. So we want to hear the words exactly the way the Bible got it, and then we'll put the spin on it, and we'll put the dramatics in it and tighten it up. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. We just, the way it is, we're going to read it. So we're going to be able to use the true name now, no question about it. But all the words called a Jew, let it be there, let the Gentile be there, let the Greek be there. And we're going to tighten it up because we're going to lay it out there and get the WCC and the Latter-day Saints all happy with these words. And then we're going to tell you in advance, we're going to kind of disappoint them. No doubt about it. But we're going to see how that goes. So, I don't know if we get some Luke 12:12. They did. We just know I need another dose of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. A little more audio. Brother Micaiah, come on again.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And you have to believe that righteous spirit, because what we're trying to do that we can read there, Brother Micaiah and 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 20, see, it's time for something to happen. And 2 Ezra 6, verse 20, put that say, Brother Micaiah, 6, verse 20, come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, and when the world that shall begin to vanish away shall be finished, then will I show these tokens. The book shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together.
Mm-hmm. The books, the books got to be opened. So these books got to be opened. Now it's time for these books to be opened. Matter of fact, the book's supposed to, Brother Micaiah, the book's supposed to, in Luke 24, verse 30 down to verse 32 and 44. See, right now, the box can't have been lit, the curtain have went up. It's time for the books to be opened. We got to open the books up. And let's see, foundationally, what would that do if we open these books up? Let's see what Yahweh the Son got on the table in the 24th chapter, verse 30-32 and verse 44. What does it say there? Luke 24, 30-32 and 44. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 30-32 and verse 44. Verse 30 reads, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to them. Verse 31, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.
Mm-hmm. You know, the law, it's Torah instruction and the prophets and seers. So we basically ain't talking about that. You can make sure you knock that out. That's okay. That's good stuff. But like I said again, we laying the foundation on really getting at some things. See, you know, it's like you got a good meal on the table. You just wondering, how are you going to get this good meal So we know what they waiting to hear. And we're going to get to all this good stuff. We're going to get to anything that's unfolding itself. But we got to lay a little foundation. We got to lay some foundation. And we're going to get to it. So in the book of Isaiah, what do it say is in 33, Brother Micaiah, 33:10 down to verse 14. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 33:10 down to verse 14.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 10 down to 14. Verse 10 reads, "Now will I rise, saith Yahuwah. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself." Verse 11. "You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stumbles. Your breath as fire shall devour you." Verse 12. "And the people shall be as the burning of lime. As thorns cut up shall they be burnt in the fire." Verse 13. "Hear you that are far off what I have done, and you that are near, acknowledge my sight." Acknowledge my might. Verse 14. "The sinner in Zion," polluted word for you, Adah, Judah, "are afraid. Fearfully has surprised the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning?"
Mm-hmm. Read verse 14. Read where you see it, and we'll tighten this up. Just read where you see it, because we try to lay a little point here, Brother Micaiah. Just read 14 years. Just read exactly where you see it, and then we're going to start tightening it up. Verse 14 again, one more time.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 14. 14 reads, "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning?"
Mm-hmm. So you say you got some hypocrites over there in Zion, and that's the city of David, the southern kingdom. So you got some hypocrites over there in there. So there's some hypocrites over there, but he says when it's all said and done, they will have a visitation of some fire. Some fire going to check them out. Mm-hmm. Some fire going to check them out. Now, I must eat. So some fire going to check them out, but we want to get a few things on the table, and then we're going to take a look at something. Ain't that Romans? But we want to lay a little foundation, you know, on some good stuff. So, Mother, in the 15th chapter, can you help me out in verse number 37 and 38? And let's see what it says in verse 37 and 38 in 2 Kings chapter 15, verse number 37. Okay, well, 37 be good enough. Just read one verse, 37.
2 Kings.
Mm-hmm. Read one verse, 37.
That's 15:37.
15:37.
Okay. 15:37. 2 Kings 15, verse 37 reads.
Mm-hmm.
"In those days, Yahweh began to send again Judah, Rizvan, the king of Syria, and PK, the son of Remaliah."
Mm-hmm. So in those days, Yahweh began to sin against Yahweh, Judah. That what he told. So now we got the word Judah on the table. And what happened in 16 verse 1, Mother? 16 verse 1, can you, let's see that word again. In 16 verse 1.
2 Kings chapter 16 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In the 17th year of Hushai, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jonathan, king of Yahdah Judah, began to reign.
Mm-hmm. So we got Yahdah Judah again begin to reign. Now we're going to see, we're going to have a foundation of what happened to the word Judah. What happened with the word Judah? Here goes the foundation of the first time this word was alternated. It was a polluted word going to come in on the word Jew, Judah. Now, we found out what happened. Now, we're reading about the king of Judah and a lot of things was going on. Now, we see the find the first time the word Jew, I mean, Judah became another word, and this word sticks today. Let's read verse 6. Now, we heard about reason, the king and Assyria recovered. We heard a whole lot of good names. But now we're going to hear the first time when the word Judah is alternated. And now it become a polluted word. But what word that we can read? So from this point on, we understand from this point on, when we see this word we're getting ready to read, it means what word in 16 verse 1? What does 16 verse 1 say again there, Mother? We're going to take our time and walk this thing down and lay the foundation for the Sixth Anointed Campus to be able to soundly deal with this, because as we go further, we're going to get up into something in a minute. That we got to be clear when we see this word, we have to be clear what to do when we see it. 16 verse 1 again, come on.
2 Kings chapter 16 verse 1. In the 17th year of PK, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jonathan, king of Judah, began to reign.
Good. Now, get down to verse 6, and let's find what happened to the word Judah and Semitic Yahdah. Let's find what happened right now to this word right now. Now, watch this word right here makes a total change in verse 6. What happened? Read it exactly where you see it in verse 6, but we can put education of the Sixth Anointed Camp, although they know it already. But we bring it right back on the table to make sure we clear, because when we get off into the book of Romans, we got to be clear what we read with no problem. Verse 6.
2 Kings chapter 16, verse 6. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elay to Sari and the Jews drove the Jews from Elay and did
good right there. That's all we need out of it. So that's all we need out of it, Mother. So here go the point now. Here go the first time what we just got to read in the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter early. The word was Judah, Syria, reason and all that. But all of a sudden, now the word come in the Jews. So now when you see the word called the Jews, you're going to have no problem like a storm machine. The word the Jews, it is a polluted word for Yahdah Judah. Now let's find out, is it a polluted word? Let's go to an EZRA. Chapter 2, verse 62. We're going to find out in EZRA. Is we saying the right thing polluted by going to EZRA? chapter 2, they go and find out, what do you do when you see the word Jews? What do the Bible tell you supposed to do to that word Jews? We're going to EZRA 262. Let's see what it says we're supposed to do there, Mother. Mother, what do we do when we see that word? EZRA chapter 2, verse 62.
The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. These thoughts that registered among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were
stop
not.
Stop right there. He says they suck. The one that was registered by what again, Mother?
By genealogy.
Yeah.
I guess.
By genealogy. Okay, hold that for. Hold that, Mother. You all right? You're doing great. But see, otherwise, genealogy must play the part. So what we got to do, we got to go back and get back on stage and bring in Mother D.F. Israel in. She came on the stage, so I'll bring Mother D.F. Israel in. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua B.J.S.D. right.
Yahshua bless you, Seer. Israel of the Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. So we just found out something along the way of finding out something. We found out that the children of the book was reckoned through genealogy. Now, what is their name, Mother D.F. Israel? We're going to our first, we're going to the Chronicle books. See, we want to lay this out, because when we get to stoking real good in the book of Romans, I don't want to see none of the six anointed counts fumbling all around with this understanding. Just do it smooth after we lay the foundation. Now we're going to the first book, Chronicles, chapter 9. And we're going to find out who was reckoned by genealogy. Let's see who was reckoned by, you say reckoned by genealogy. So the only way you're supposed to address these people is by genealogy. What's their name in our first Chronicles 9:1 there, Mother, D.F. Israel? What's their name that you're supposed to reckon them by genealogy? I need to know how many will be reckoned by genealogy in 9 verse 1.
First Chronicles, chapter
9,
verse 1. First Chronicles chapter 1 verse 9.
Yeah. 9-1.
What, y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we do hear you. We hear you. You just gotta get us some 9-1. That's all. We hear you. Give us some First Chronicles 9-1.
First Chronicles chapter 9 verse 1. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy. And behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yahshua Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their sin transgression.
Mm-hmm. So according to 9-1, Mother, who went to Babylon? According to 9-1, who went to Babylon?
All Israel.
That ain't what it said. That ain't what it said. Don't be quick to speak out unless you got your hammer down right. Now look at it real carefully. Who went to Babylon?
It says. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the book of kings of Israel, and Yahshua Judah were carried away to Babylon. Yahda Judah was carried to Babylon.
All right. That's the number one answer. That's the number one answer. So, you know, like the elder say, make sure don't speak too fast. Make sure you catch your breath, then speak. So we find out one thing, that one that was carried to Babylon was Yahda Judah. Now, precept that to 1 Peter 5:13 and see what name they got on Yahda Judah that we can read. Precept that. Just a precept that. And when we also see this word, we got to make sure we're taking notes. And fluently we can take care of his business. So we say it, all Israel, when you reckon Israel, you got to recognize all two. So you can't call them Native Americans. You can't call them Indians. Because they was reckoned through genealogy. That's how they was reckoned according to the book. They had a biblical name. And so that's why we got to raise our level of teaching on the fact of the matter, all Israel was reckoned through genealogy, not the slave name that was given to them, Indians, Aborigines, Indians, Aborigines, the indigenous of the land and all that kind of stuff. All that, throw that out the window. All Israel is reckoned through genealogy. When you point at these peoples, you got to point at them through genealogy. And that's when we know we're on the right track. And then when we jump down in this book, when we start seeing other names on Israel, we know how to pronounce sentences on them words. Because when you recognize Israel, you got to recognize them through genealogy. So Yahda Judah was carried to Babylon. Now, what's the name on Yahda Judah we can read that was carried to Babylon that we can read, Mother, and 5:13? What word they got on Yahda Judah right now that we can read in 1 Peter 5:13?
1 Peter 5:2.
Verse 13.
Oh, 1 Peter 5:13. The church.
Read the verse. Read the verse. No, just read it like it is. Just read what you see.
Okay.
I'll put the dramatics on.
Okay. 1 Peter 5:13. The church that is at Babylon elects together with you.
Mm-hmm. So that is right there. So now they got the church is at Babylon. So Peter was writing to the church that was at Babylon. But when you precept that, you find out in Peter 1:1, was he writing to the church? See, that's all you got to do is be like Berean. Go search it out. Come on now, Mother D.F. Israel, and tell me who Peter was writing to. Was he writing to the church in Babylon? Let's see how his own handwriting in 1 Peter 1:1. Who's he writing to? 1:1.
First Peter 1:1. Peter, the apostle of Yahweh's son, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galilee, Cappadocia.
That's good right there. So Peter was writing to the strangers that were scattered. Now give me James 1:1, and you keep on pounding the precept there, and you find out who he's writing to, James 1:1. So now James, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, remember, the Bible mm-hmm. will keep backing up the Bible. All we got to do is keep running scriptures down, and we'll paint the picture. James 1:1, mm-hmm. Mother Jesus Israel, what does it say?
James 1:1. James, a servant of Yahweh, the Father, and of Yahweh, the Son, to the mm-hmm. 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad, greeting.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So there's right there. Now you're clear. So now we clear now how to deal with this word called a church, that the word church is basically talking about Yahda Judah. It's polluted for Yahda Judah. Now, going back to Mother and find out. Now, I heard the word Buddha yet. We're going here now. Now, when we see these words on the people that was reckoned through genealogy, this is what the record tell you supposed to do. Now, come on back, your mother, and 262. Now, this is what you're supposed to do according to the record book. When they ask you, why are you saying such and such words, you're supposed to go over here to 262, and we're going to read about Mother E. Come on, Mother E.
The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. These sought the register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
So they put from your mouth and you pronounce. If a name is not in the record book, now what name are we talking about in the record book? The way you see it, that's the way you read it, Campo, Detroit, Michigan. The way you see it, because you're going to break everything down. We're going to Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. We land the foundation now. We land the foundation. I put all the dramatics on it. You just read it the way you see it. And let those seers put the dramatics on it, because we're doing a little teaching. Because when we get into Romans, we're going to be smooth sailing and in that book, all Israel is reckoned by genealogy. So when you call any of these names in Israel, they have to line up with what their birth certificate says. Exodus chapter 1:1 down to verse 7. Come on, Camp 4, Princess, Leo or Israel, you on the clock. Come on.
Exodus 1, verse 1 through 7. Verse 1, now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Mizraim, Egypt being polluted.
Hold on. I don't need no dramatics put on no words. I said, I can't get it. You just read. Just read the way you see it. Let those seers lay the foundation first. I take care of the word called polluted because we pointing back at 262. Just read it just like you see it and let those seers put some. Put the polluted words in there, Dana. Come on. Start again.
Exodus
1.
Chapter 1 through 7. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. Verse 5, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6, and Joseph died and all his brethren and all that generation. Verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them.
The land was filled with them. And in 1 Chronicles 9:1 there, Princess, how is Israel to be reckoned in 9:1 of 1 Chronicles? All I need is one line, two lines across in the 9th chapter. So when you talk about Israel, how are you supposed to recognize Israel according to 1 Chronicles chapter 9? Give me two lines. What does it say?
1 Chronicles 9, chapter 1. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies.
Excellent. Rest there. So when you reckon, so when you bring Israel to the table, you don't put nothing on Israel but what Yahweh tell you to do. All Israel is reckoned through genealogy. And then and they birth certificates is in Exodus chapter 1 through 7. And we found all the children of Israel Then you got a name called Jacob, but that name was told plainly. And verse 28, what we say about the name of Jacob, you can read there, Brunson. What can we read about the name Jacob in 32:28 of Genesis? What is the rules and regulation when we see the word Jacob? Let's see what the rules and regulation is.
Genesis 32,
mm-hmm.
verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Yahweh and with men,
mm-hmm.
and hast
so,
prevailed.
So now we find out, now we can read, when we see the word Jacob, that name means Israel, because the mental spirit says, your name is Jacob. Your name is not to be called anymore Jacob, but Israel. So now we can pronounce sentence on the word Jacob by having in writing 32:28. Now, if we got it in writing, we can get to it. Because somebody may ask you where you get that from, and you can't go to 32:28, then you make the whole 690 camp don't look good. Because we got to be on one accord and one mind. So when we say something, we must have the scripture like a saw machine to bag it up. We said all this, because when we get to the book of Romans, we want some smooth reading to be done in grand style, because we have laid the foundation. Now go to the 35th chapter, verse 9 and 10. Read exactly the way you see it there, Princess, because he's gonna come back and repeat the same thing twice. So we let the book interpret the book, then I put the dramatics on it. 35, 9, and 10, come up, of Genesis.
Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paranadam and blessed him. Verse 10. And Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in 2 Kings 17:34. Just read the way you see it. 2 Kings 17:34. And what happened that we can read there, Prince? What can we read exactly what's going on today while we're fumbling all around today and the world is knowing you're fumbling, but they don't got their foundation so heavy that we're going to have a bulldozer to break that concrete up in their head, start with the WCC and the Latter-day Saints. Shortly. 17:34, what it say? Read the way you see it. Gonna take care of yourself. Come on.
2 Kings 17:34. Unto this day they do after the formal manners. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
That's right. See? Children of Jacob, who he named Israel. So he took the lead. From that point on, he said, don't use the name no more. Tonight, all the time you use the name is you call it out and put what the record said put on it. See, once you start putting the record on some things, then we know we in business. I'm telling you, we're not going to be in business until we're able to put, go when you say something, make sure you got great notes, and you got to call your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. What you want with me? Well, come on over here and put some precepts on you real quick. Got a couple of hours for you. So don't make no statements unless you can back it up and have instruction. Don't be like a parakeet just repeating things. And that's what the world did. They got a parakeet. same thing he said, they said about the young man. They said, can you explain what you just said? He said, no, master, I can't explain it. You see that? We number the parakeet. But you got people that all they do is regurgitate everything that's said, but if you put, you hem them up, then they lost. He said, his hands start trembling. But that's why we got to make sure we see through that and know how to deal with it, because we're going to deal with some things after we clear that we see the word, the Jew, in the Bible, from the point of Second Kings, is polluted, but y'all got to do it. That's it. And you got the scripture to back it up. And so we saying something for a reason, because we get down in it real good. We have to deal with it. Like case in point. Let's go to EZRA, Brother McKayan. And want to take care of itself, and I'll put the dramatics on it. We just going to hit the stage for the Sixth Anointed Council to put the dramatics on it. Once you hear it and study this and have somebody to rehearse the righteous acts. That's why we tell you, Sixth Anointed Council. Communicate with each other at least once a week and throw a scripture. Give me one, I'll give you one. And see what EZRA say, Brother McKayan. In the 5th chapter, verse 1 and 12, and watch to take care of yourself before I pause the way you see it, because we've laying the foundation. EZRA chapter 5, verse 1 and 12. Young Lion, Brother McKay, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Ezra, EZRA chapter 5, verse 1, verse 12. Verse 1 reads, then the prophet Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesying to the Jews that were in Judah, in Jerusalem, in the name of Yahuwah of Israel, even unto them. Verse 12. But after that, our fathers had provoked Yahuwah of heaven unto wrath. He gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon.
Oh, yeah. We had people to move around, huh? So back up, go forward there, Brother McKay. Who did the Bible say on the right side of the book went to Babylon? And 5:13. Who went to Babylon in 5:13 that we can read? And let's see what they got now that we can read on the right side of the book. But they, you know, they'll say, we thought you knew you had to. No. You've been trying to sneak stuff in. That's why you tell them never go back to the left side of the book. And so you can use the right side of the book all day long because the left side has gone away with. So now let's find out who went to Babylon. And again, we're going back to find in 5:13 who went to Babylon. And we just read that over here that the Jews that was at Babylon was Judah. Huh? So we find out the Jews is polluted for Judah. But now we're going to find out another word again that's polluted for Yah God Judah. We're going to find another word. Back to 5:13. We hammering home for a reason. And when we get to rolling real good, you know, I want to see some fruits out of this Sixth Anointed Council. Because like I said again, we're going to take care of some business, but you got to be tried to see if you prepared to have the scripture to back up what you're saying. Just don't be a parakeet and saying things back and forth, and then last where you get that word from, you can't find it, and you ain't got no clue where that word is. And see, that's not good. Yeah. What you reading, young lion? What you reading?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, the church that is in Babylon, elected together with you, salute you. And so do Marcus, my son.
Mm-hmm. The church is the one elect that's at Babylon. See that? The church is the one that is elect in Babylon. The day of the death is right. So you see now, when you in other cities, the church that's elect is at Babylon. Now you know how to say the church polluted, but Judah, Yahweh Judah, that's at Babylon. Mm-hmm. Another key word saying elect. So they put two words in the city. So now the church elect, but we found the word church is pointing toward Yahweh Judah. That's what church is pointing toward. Remember, Yahweh Judah is the church. Yahweh Judah. Not all Israel. Church. Yahweh Judah. Keep that in your mind. That's you fix anointed camp. Now, he also said elect. And now he put two words in there. So now what you do? You are be like a Berean. You was okay. You didn't run to Isaiah, Brother Micaiah. We run to Isaiah 45 and find out who about this right here. See, all we got to do is run some scriptures. That's the key. See, remember one thing. Your greatest threat when you can find the scriptures. And then hold a foot to the plow on the scripture. Isaiah 45, verse 4. Let's find out about this elect. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have."
And Israel, that's it. That's all I want. So Jacob is polluted for Israel, my servant, say, and Israel is my elect. So this church they talking about is Judah Israel. That's the church they talking about is my elect. Because remember, the northern kingdom, they been gone. And matter of fact, and when they did leave, they had more faith of death on them, and Yahweh disinherited them, period. They was in bad shape. They was in bad shape. So this is old wicked Yahweh Judah. And most every case it is. That's why you got to have a discernment to find out what he's talking about. So he's elect. He's talking about Yahweh Judah. Okay, good. Now we got that part of the way. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 33 and look at verse 7, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Jeremiah 33, verse 7. So now when we do get all stressed out in the book of Romans, it should be some smooth sailing going on. Jeremiah 33, verse 7 says what?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first."
Yeah. So Yahweh said, I'm gonna cause Judah and Israel, I'm gonna turn their captivity. They got an order about everything. So we find out that both of these nations, it is a split nation, Judah and Israel. It's split nations. Well, he said, "I'm going to call Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom to return." So you got it. So now you see, when you see the word Israel, it's two pieces now. Like, you know, and so when Jeremiah was talking, he's talking about two pieces. He was saying, first, we got to get Yahweh Judah on the piece. Then once Yahweh Judah is speak, you got to go get Israel, which is 10 northern tribes, on their piece. From the point of after 2 Kings 12, they become a split. So you got to be clear. What you're talking about, paint the picture real good, and we'll get on down the road, we clear that from this point on, the church, majority of the time, is talking about Yahweh Judah. Because the children of Northern Kingdom have been disinherited. Matter of fact, yeah, and now we could have kind of turn up just a little bit more. let's find out some things that happened that we can read in the 50th chapter. Now we're going to start tightening some things up. Let's see exactly what we can read in 50, verse number 1. We're going to take our time and lay this in, and then when we explode on it, it'll be clear how to explode on this. We're going to 50, verse 1, Brother Micaiah, and we'll get 50, verse 1, and find out what happened. Something happened in 50, verse 1. Isaiah 50, verse 1, what happened that we can read?
Okay. Well, the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, thus says Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your sin have ye sold yourself, and for your transgression is your mother put away. Verse 2.
Yep.
Therefore.
That's it. That's all I want. So not only we find out here, we found out that it is a divorce that been put on. A divorce have been put on the children of Israel. He said, the reason why you've been divorced from me, thy mother, is because of your sin. So now look what we read now. So Yahweh have divorced the children of Israel. Well, he said the mother. Well, he said your mother's put away. So now we got to find out what you're talking about by painting the picture. So now we got your mother have been put away. That's what we got. We ain't got no name on it. We got to paint the picture about who is the mother that have been put away. And how you do that? You go back in the scripture. You go back and read and find out who the mother is that been put away. We go back and take a little peep at it and see if we can find out this mother that have been put away that we can read. Remember one thing. We want to find out about this mother that been put away that we can read. What mother have been put away that we can read? Now, let's see what we can find is that about this mother that has been put away that we can read. We're talking about a mother that's been put away that we can read. Now, if anybody can help those see it out, find the mother that we can read. And if I got direct hit on the mother that we can read, where will we go and find the mother that we can read? Now I can throw one on Taylor to get warmed up. I'm gonna throw Isaiah 54, verse number 6 to get warmed up. But that ain't the number one hit. That can do pretty good after you got the number one here. Let's see what Micaiah 54, verse 6 say, just to get warmed up there, but that ain't the number one hit I want. I want the number one hit. That can go 2, 3. Give me that one verse right there.
Which one? You say Isaiah 54, verse 6?
Give me Isaiah 54, verse number 6 to get me warmed up, but that ain't the number one hit. I want the number one hit with the mother in there, but this can help me out, but this number 2 or 3. I need number one. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, for Yahweh hath called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of you, when you was refused, says your Yahweh.
But he did call that woman a wife. So he did call her wife. So quite naturally, we know Yahweh is a male. So we got him to ask the wife. So he said he called his woman his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's close. That's real good. But remember, this woman is called his wife. This woman is called right. I hear what that mother E, what you working with? You work with some mother E? You got something? What you got, mother?
Oh, Moses, right, and not Jeremiah 3:8.
Okay, let's take a look at it. If it's 3:8, if it reads out like, we go and see. Let's go to Jeremiah 3:8, Brother McKay. Now, Moses, you got it. You got 3:8. Let's see what it says.
Jeremiah 3:8.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jeremiah 3:8.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, "And I saw, when for all the causes whereby black sliding Israel committed adultery, I have put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister, Judah, feared not, but went and played the harlot."
Well, that's cold, but that still ain't number one, but that's cold. Now, you can use both of them we just got to read, but that's
got
still
two
ain't
of them.
Number one.
That
still
ain't
the mother. Okay.
Yeah, can I bring something in?
Okay, go ahead. You got something, mother? Come on.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 26.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's see what that says, Brother
Micaiah,
Galatians 4:26. Let's see what that says.
Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all."
Mm-hmm. That's one you can use, but it's not number one. So it still ain't number one because we're looking for a number one hit. I mean, all that, everything been said, can be used after the mother on the tape. Now, everything we got down in right, we can use all three of them. But after we find out about the mother first. Now, we find out,
okay.
I wrote the mother of this whole boy. Uh-huh.
Back in Ezra chapter 10, verse 7.
Okay, what you got to do? Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. What you working with?
Back in Ezra chapter 10, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "How that Zion, our mother, is full of all heaviness and much humble, mourning very sore."
Mm-hmm. Well, we can use that. We can use that too. I'll tell you what we do. We're gonna table that because we can use that too. So now we got four sisters that we can use. We got four sisters that we can use. No doubt about it. We can use all four of them will work. As a matter of fact, it can.
Deuteronomy 24:1.
Deuteronomy 24:1. Let's see what it says in 24:1 there, Brother Micaiah. Deuteronomy 24:1.
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 24, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorce and give it in her hand and send her out of his house."
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that can be used too. That can go with the any one of them five statements, but it still ain't the number one yet. All that, now what we'll do, we're going to table that. Because all that, everything was said can be working after you got the number one on the table. Then all, everything that's said after that, we can tie in up the road. So we can put that to the side. And we put all that to the side again. But remember one thing. We are live all over the country. So we're going to put that to the side. So we got 5 seconds about the month. But he said something about this mother here. Now, he said this mother have been put away. He said the mother have been put away. That's what he said. The mother have been put away. Now, we're going to put that to the side for a minute. The mother been put away. And we're going to look at something else. Because remember, we head into the book of Romans, and we tried our best to lay a little groundwork before we really get to the book of Romans. And all this really is called as a little appetizer to get there. So now we find out, Brother Kai, we find out now. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 46, verse 27 and 28. Let's see what we got in Jeremiah 46. Because these words are going to come back up when we get to Romans. And it's going to be smooth sailing when it comes up. And it's going to come up in this lesson. So, in Jeremiah 46, 27 and 28 says what?
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 46, verse 27 and 28. Verse 27 reads, "But fear not you, my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar off, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Verse 28, fear thou not, O Jacob my servant, saith Yahuwah, for I am with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations, whether I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished."
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to punish you for your disobedience. But he said, but I'm telling you now, to pass the hope on that I'm going to make a full end of all the nation, but you will be around. So now how's that going to happen? He said, I'm going to turn your captivity, and I'm going to make a full end of all the nation. That's what he say. I'm going to make a full end of all the nation because in the 50th chapter of that mother, there's something about in Jeremiah 50 that all the nations is guilty of something. So they're guilty of something that we can read in Jeremiah 50. See, the reason he's going to make a full end of all the nations, because he got something written, like Mother Eve, in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse number 7. Let's see what he got written in 50, verse 7 of Jeremiah. You want to cross him up?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 50. Verse 7. All that, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have been devoured them, and their adversaries said, "We offend not thee, because they have sinned against the Yahweh. The habitation of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their father."
Mm-hmm. So, every nation, all of the 17 nations are guilty. Keep that in your mind. All of them guilty. So if any come forward now and say they with you, according to 50 verse 17, you say all that found them have devoured them. So every nation is guilty. So all of you just wrap them. That's why he's saying, I'm gonna take care of all of them, because you got no nation that has been with you or support you. So keep that in your mind. because he be going. We can lay something down shortly if you understand this thing. So ain't no nation have been with you or supported you, not in history of the Bible. No nation have been with you, and no nation have supported you. Now, let's go back to Jeremiah 3 again. So when he makes this thing right here, with that understanding, in the same book of Jeremiah, mother, now keep that in your mind. No nation have ever supported you or been with you. Now, that's a great point. So now we go on to Jeremiah 3, and we're going to look at verse number, Jeremiah chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse number 1. Let's see what it say there. Now keep that in your mind now. No nation have been with you, and no nation have ever supported you. None of them. So all of them, he said, I'm going to take care of all the nations that have, because all of them is guilty. Good. So when he say this now, we clear what he's saying. Jeremiah 3:1. What he say?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that man be greatly polluted, but thus shall play the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, said the young boss.
You the man say? You what you say? He said, you have played the whore with many lovers. You have played the whore with many lovers. Now he say, yet return again to me, says Yahweh. He said, this wife of mine. You remember we read in the 50th chapter? You remember we read in the 50th chapter, that's what I said, you got to keep painting the picture until you get yourself straight. He said, this wife of mine have played the whore on me with many loves. Yet, for all that, the door still open for you to turn back to me. We're going, so we're not going to spoil none of this, but we're going somewhere with this. So now, this right here, so this wife he's talking about, this wife that played the whore on him with many lovers, yet return again to me, say Yahweh. So you know that's a good what? See, now we got to find what this is a good what. Now this is good. You know, this is really nice. Let's go back to now remember we got the wife that I'm played the whore on me. But he said, all that wife, come on back to me, wife. That what he said. You know, so that lets you know this man can rap some too. He can rap. So you see now, Barry White ain't got nothing on him. You see the man just said, this man rapping to a people. Now we go on and find out some more information there, Mother D up Israel. I mean, Mother E. We going, you know, I don't got happy already because there's just so much information that, we got to lay out, and then we're going to dismantle all of the known teaching. Let's go to 54 now, Mother. Remember this wife now. So now remember this wife. So this Bible is not a knob. So sometimes when you don't get what you need there, you got to keep on painting the picture. Then it's going to come clear to you. We're going to 54 and pick it up at verse number 6 and kick up to verse 5. Isaiah 54, verse 6, and kick up to verse 5. Mother, eat. Take your time. Isaiah 54, 6, kick up to verse 5. Listen to this.
Isaiah 54.
Yeah, verse 6, you pick up the verse 5.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 6. For the Yahweh has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of you when thou wast refused, said the Yahweh.
When was this wife refused? When was all this? Now go back and give me the 50th chapter, Mother D of Israel, verse 1. Give me 50 verse 1. Just why we hot and working on Isaiah 50 verse 1. When was this wife was refused by Yahweh? 50 verse 1 of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother divorcement, whom I have put away, or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your sins have you sold yourself, and for your sins is your mother put away.
Uh-huh. He said, you sold yourself. He's the reason why you've been put away and refused, because you sold yourself. He said, I didn't do this to you. You done it to yourself. Now, he's talking to this wife of his. You know, the one that played the whore on him. He said, look here. He said, you want to whore around on me? So you know, if you whore around on me, I got to put you away. So you understand that. You work today. You know, precept that to 52 verse 3 there, mother, D of Israel. Let's get a precept on that. Isaiah 52 verse 3. He said, what you did, you don't put the whore on me. And that's why you deal a divorce on you now. Because right now, you're playing the whore on me with many lovers. You know, what are those? Christianity, Islam, Judaism, voodoo. You've done everything on me. But yet, for all that, the door still open for you to come on back. Let me say it's in 52 verse 3.
Isaiah chapter 52, verse 3. For thus says Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what got to happen in verse 8? Well, something got to happen for this to happen. So getting in the process, something got to happen. What got to happen that we can read in verse 8?
Isaiah 52, verse 8, your watchmen shall lift up the voice with the voice together, shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when Yahweh shall bring again Yahdah Judah.
Zion, polluted for Yahdah Judah. So he's saying, this ain't going to happen until you start seeing eye to eye. This ain't nothing going to happen for you until you start seeing eye to eye. That means you got to start seeing these scriptures eye to eye. When you're able to put these scriptures together, paint the picture eye to eye, because you've been sold, you sold yourself or nothing, because you left the scriptures, and right now you don't see eye to eye. And that's why when we read Mother D of Israel, So, and we now when we go to Psalm 78, we can understand this verse right here, Psalm 78. This is a WCC thing. Man, we ain't going to get to Romans. Well, I'm going to get to Romans. I'm going to get a little bit for tonight, over. I'm going to get to Romans. But in Psalm 78, there, Mother, what happened in verse 41? Psalm 78, 41, what did it say?
Psalm 78, verse 41. Yea, they turn back and tempt Yahweh and limit the righteous one of Israel.
You see what you did? You turn back. So what he had to keep forward of giving you, he wasn't going to keep fatting you up for the snakes of the world. So he snatched away the blessing from you. Why are you going to continue to bless you and you ain't making a call in accordance to Scripture? So he's not going to keep fattening up a you frog for the snakes of the world. Huh? No. So he's telling you bottom line some things you got to do. Now, come on back there, Mother. Now, where we at? Let's go back to, what you holding something, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, what was you holding? Was you holding anything?
Psalm 50. I read verse 6, and you told me to read verse 5. Isaiah 50.
Okay, Isaiah 50?
Isaiah 54.
And you kick up one verse. Yeah, kick up one verse, right. Now you read verse 50 already. Now, back to 54. Yeah, you read one verse. Now, kick up one verse. You read verse 6. We wouldn't find out what do you mean by they being refused? They was divorced. People was divorced by who in verse 5? By who in verse 5?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For their maker is thine husband. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. And the Redeemer, the righteous one of Israel, the Yahweh of the whole earth, shall he be called.
Now that's been talking, Mother. Now look in there. So we'll find out the maker is that who?
Yahweh.
Is your husband. See, that is right there. See, that's what I keep saying. So the woman he's talking about, the woman that's been refused, the wife that's been refused, he's talking about your husband. He says, the maker is thy husband. So your husband is your maker. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So he started painting this picture, and we hope that you got the scripture down. Because we go on and tighten this thing up. Now, come on, go back to the third chapter of Jeremiah. With that understanding, the maker, the one that makes the heaven and earth, he's thy husband. He's your husband. Keep that in your mind. If you keep that in your mind, he's your husband. And one thing about it, he said you played the whore on him. He wasn't Don Juan of the world. He wasn't Don Juan of the world. He's the people, and he said, I'm your husband. And keep that in your mind, because we're going somewhere. Because when we get to Romans, y'all, we're supposed to be ready to see through this thing so plainly. Once we get to Romans and see a certain words that's written in Romans, with the foundation being laid, now, we're going back to Jeremiah. So we find out your maker is thy husband. And what's his name? The Yahweh of hosts is his name. Thou redeemer. This is redeeming. Who are your redeemer? The righteous one of Israel. See that? The Yahweh of the whole earth shall he be called. Boy, that's big talk there. And going back to Jeremiah chapter 3, I'm going to be back in Jeremiah 3 now. With all these good talk, we paint the picture. Jeremiah 3 now. Back to Jeremiah 3 with all this great understanding, and we read already that you have played the whole on him real good. But now, watch him. Now, he's going to put the bear right on you right now. In verse 14. Read verse 8 and 14. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8 and 14. Let's get started there, Mother E.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. Verse 8. And I saw when for all the cause whereby backslidden Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and gave her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister, Judah, feared not, but went and played the harlot also.
So now you remember when you read Isaiah chapter 6? You say it was a bill of divorce because he put you away because of what you did. So now you're going to start putting names to it. So now you're going to start putting names by in the 5th chapter. Now he put names to it. He said this divorce was put on who? Israel. Backsliding Israel have committed adultery on me. I have put her away. So who he put away? Oh, backsliding on Israel. That's who been put away. So when we read the 5th chapter, we was getting warmed up. That was talking about old backsliding Israel that I'm put away. See that? And then old Southern Kingdom, not by Judah, the sister Judah, we call it treacherous sister Judah, fear not, but went and played the harlot, the whore of the show. Look, he said, Judah. He said, you played the whole on him too. You did. You know how you did? Ain't you in Christianity? Ain't you in Islam? Ain't you in Lord God and Jesus? Ain't you in Judaism? So that means, you see, you did. So now, so there it is right there. So now we know how to read the 5th chapter. We got Jeremiah 3, verse 8. But look what he said in verse 14. What he say? What night? I hope the picture is drawn real plainly. Now look what he say in verse 14.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, said the Yahweh, for I am married unto you. And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
Okay. Wait a minute now. He ain't talking about the world. See, he only got one wife. See, he don't have no, what they call it, all these two wives, three. He ain't never one wife. So the only wife he got is verse 8. The only wife he got is verse 8. See, we clip them out. I hope that we're seeing this. He got only one wife. Out of all the nations, he got one wife. He's the wife to one people. Ready in verse 8.
Okay, you want me to read that again?
Yes, ma'am. Read it again, verse 8.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8. And I saw, when for all the cause whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and give her a bill of divorce. Okay, that's the number one answer, right?
Yeah, that's right. So otherwise, when we, so now when, if we fast forward a moment, Now you might want to put a little high horse teaching in the 50th chapter, but never mind. So if you go back to Jeremiah chapter 50, now remember, if you ain't got this verse, if you can't get to it, don't deal with it. Not so when you go back to the 50th chapter, you know, you can make the old seer get very happy when you go back to the 50th chapter. You know, knock out the park. 50 verse 1, if you don't knock out the park and make the old seer get happy, I get happy if you knock out the park. 50 verse 1.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1. The word that the Yahweh speak against Babylon.
I'm reading on Isaiah 50 verse 1. So, you know, I can get real happy if you knock out the paw, I'm mother. It don't take much to get those fear happy. Now, the key word will be divorce. That's going to be the key word. And remember what you read in verse number 8. Let's see, can we, you know, we sit in a class among the industry. And so now you know y'all got the Bible open. And all of a sudden, this verse is read 50. Let me see you how horse this verse is here. 50.
Isaiah 50, verse 1. Thus said the Yahweh, great is the bill of your mother divorce, whom I have put away,
who I have put away. Now, who you put away in verse 8? Come on back to verse 8 and see who you put away. Who you put away in week of reading? That you put away now. That's a key word, that you put away. Now come back to Jeremiah 3 verse 8. Now who did you put away that we can read? 3 verse 8. Tell me who you put away that you can read.
Okay, let me get back to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8. And I saw when for all the cause whereby backslide Israel committed adultery. He's talking about the 10 northern tribes.
Hearing.
Okay. I had put her away and give her a bill of divorce.
Wait a minute. So now, who did, in verse 8, who did he put away?
Israel, the northern
king. Good. Who did he give a divorce to? Who did he divorce?
Say the same word again.
Backslide Israel. Good. So the one he put away is backslide Israel, and the one he gave a divorce to is backslide Israel. That's who he gave it to, Israel. No other king. Ten northern tribes. That's the one we read right here in verse 8. So this right here, when you're reading 50, you talk about one of the 12 tribes. You mean two pieces. So when you're reading the 50th chapter, you're reading about backsliding Israel, northern kingdom, who he have divorced, backsliding Israel, northern kingdom. So this is what you're reading in 50 verse 1. You're reading about the divorcement of the northern, 10 northern tribes. And it's right there in verse 50, but you've got to have Jeremiah 3, verse 8 to tie it in. And you got to have Jeremiah verse 3:1, because the wife he's talking about in 3:1 that have played the whore on him is backsliding northern kingdom Israel. So that's all that is, all that ends the 50th chapter. The wife, the mother, the divorcement, and all that. But he said he left the door open in verse 14. So there it was there. So I hope we got this down real fast. Count four. Let's pick up a verse in Jeremiah 3 and pick up verse 20 and 21. Jeremiah 3, 20 and 21. But that understand?
Jeremiah 3.
20 and 21. Listen good.
20 and 21. Jeremiah 3, 20 and 21. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O family of Israel, say Yahweh. Verse 21, a voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten qua their Yahqua.
Verse 22,
return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So the ones he's talking about is the one that he gave the bill of divorce to. He gave a bill of divorce to Northern Kingdom. And he made it plain with Northern Kingdom 10 tribes. Hear what he told them. So now, we're going to Hosea chapter 1 there. We're going to Hosea chapter 1. See, it's no need of getting over to Romans until you got your foundation going. Then you can cook some books. When you got the foundation down, see, it's no need of jumping into Romans, because what Paul told you, Brother Micaiah in the book of in the book of Peter and 3:15-18. He made it plain. See, this is what happened. He made it plain. And see, what we do, but Peter had to come back and make up a final statement in 3:15-18. First Peter 3:15-18. What did he say, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see, Israel, young lion? What did he say in First Peter 3:15-18? Look what he says.
The book of First Peter, chapter 3. Verse 15 down to 18. Verse 15 reads, but sanctify Yahweh in your mind, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness.
Well, hold on now, Brother Micaiah. As you're reading 1 Peter 3:15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait a minute then. If you read 1 Peter 3:15, then I'm kind of stuck then. Make it 2 Peter 3:15. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you there, Marie. Marie said, no, he's 2 Peter 3:15-18. Thank you there, Marie. 2 Peter 3:15-18. Got it.
Okay. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, in account that the long suffering of our Yahuwah is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Verse 16. As also in all his epistles, right, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned in unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18, but grow in mercy and in knowledge of Yahweh the Son, to give him, to him be honor, both now and forever.
Mm-hmm. So what's he saying? He said, now Peter, the chief speaker nation of Israel, had to write that those that are learned, they would jump down in Paul's writing, but what they'll do, they'll twist Paul's writing. But they'll be unlearned, but it's to their own destruction, and that's what will happen. See, everybody loves to jump in the book of Romans, but they've just messed the book all the way up, and they'll twist it, and they had a second talking about one thing when it's talking about another. But they'll give a doctrine on that, and you'll be just like the parakeet. And what you do, you will repeat everything that you have heard by going to the institution. That's what you do. And you just repeat everything you heard. You be like the parakeet when he talked about the young man. He said, hey, boy, do you know what you read? He said, no, sir, I don't know what I'm reading. You see that? See, they ain't nothing but a parakeet. And that's what we undid. By going to these institutions, we have became parakeets. And all we do is jump down in these verses because we got the education from your slave master. And we're going in and just twist up everything. You have stuff twist up so bad that it going to take the 6 anointed camp to straighten this thing out because you got everything always twisted up. See, now, the Latter-day Saints, they ain't a hurry for me to get to Romans. But I can't get to Romans right now until I lay some foundation for you to understand something. Because you understand the book of Romans, you will twist up some writing in the book of Romans. And we gotta first tighten up Mother D.F. Israel. Psalm 11, verse 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What it says in Psalm 11, verse 3.
Psalm chapter 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it means. Let's go to Romans 2:18. Now we're getting to finish the point. So we're easing no end, but we gotta go with the flow. Romans 2:18 says what?
Romans chapter 2, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And knowest his will and approve the things that are more excellent than instructed out of the Torah instruction.
He says, people, in the book of Romans, talking to the Romans, he said, but y'all been instructed out of the Torah instruction. He said, you are instructed out of the Torah instruction. When the people he's talking about, they once were instructed out of the Torah instruction. They once was. He told your people that was once was instructed out of the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Now go to Deuteronomy 32, particularly verse 6, down to verse 10. See, he says, Paul is saying here, Peter said, you jump down is right. But he's talking to the people that were once was instructed out of the first five books.
Mm-hmm.
So now, bypass 6 and 7, and you get to verse 8. 8 through 10. Let's go to 8 through 10 for time's sake. 32, verse 8, 9, and 10. Listen good what he said. Now, look what he said. He said that these people have been instructed out of Torah instruction. Now, you're talking to the Romans, right? When you precept your Bible, you can go peep and see who have been instructed out of the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
What he said? What he said in 7, 32, verse 7, and take it down to verse 11. 32, 7 to 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your fathers, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. Verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people, the bounds of the people, according to the number of the children of Israel. Verse 9, for Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10, he found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Verse 11. As an eagle stirs up her nest, fluttering over her young, spreading abroad her wings, taking them, bearing them on her wings.
Now read who the dam again in verse 10 is again. Who the dam he got up in verse 10? Same book.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. He found him in a desert land.
Mm-hmm.
And in the waste howling wilderness,
mm-hmm.
he led him about.
Yeah.
He led him about. He instructed mm-hmm. him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
So according to, hold on. According to him and was instructed, what verse would you read in Deuteronomy is to him that was instructed? What verse would you read there, mother, to help Israel? Who's to him that was instructed, and you only can pick them verses from the one that you just got to read, to him that have been instructed. So, to him that been instructed. Who can we read and put a name on the him that you can, that have been instructed in verse number 9?
Deuteronomy 32:9. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Israel, is the lot of his inheritance.
Mm-hmm. And what did verse 8 say again?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
When the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people
according to the number of the children of Israel.
So when we do get back on the right side of the book, Mother, in verse 10 he says, he found him, who is to him, according to the last reading in verse number 8. Who is to him?
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel. So who is to, he instructed him, who is to him, in the last line of verse 8?
The children of Israel.
When he waked and howling, when he found them in the wilderness, who was the, who he found in the wilderness, last line of verse 8?
The children of Israel.
So when we go back to 218, Romans, take your business, Mo, D.F. Israel. Come on, take your business in 218 now. Come on back to 218. And remember, Peter says they'll jump down in Paul's right. And what they'll do, they'll whip Paul's right and bring in the 17 nations and everybody else in the equation. But when the six anointed cats come at you, we're going to read this verse at you, and we're going to make your hands shake in 218. Come on. Romans 2:18. Mm-hmm.
And knoweth his will, the children of Israel, and approve the things that are more excellent. Being instructed, the children of Israel, out of the Torah instruction.
You mean all that in verse 18? Yeah. All that is in verse 18. If you know how to get over here, back over in 32nd chapter, verse 8 and 10, all that the one devil been instructed that know his will is the children of Israel. So when you jump down in the book of Romans, and when you read the book of Romans, and talking about the one that was instructed, and the one that was instructed according to the foundation is the children of Israel. And the children of Israel had another name on them in 1 verse 7. They had another name on them, but it still translates into the same name. 1 verse 7 of Romans. Let's see what name also on these people that we can read. Well, we can read in 1 verse 7 of Romans there, Mother, D.F. Israel, C. Ray.
Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be saints.
Who?
The children of Israel.
You got to bring it. Yeah, the children of Israel. So when you read the saints, it's talking about the children of Israel. The one that was instructed is the children of Israel. The one that was in Rome is the children of Israel. You got the 32nd chapter 8 through 10 letting you know who been instructed. Who? The children of Israel. The children of Israel. All that is in there when you jump down in the book of Romans, and that's why the world will jump in the Romans book, and they have everybody in the book of Romans. But no, in the 10th chapter, what it says, Romans 10:1. What it says in 10:1. So then when we start getting right down at where the WCC, the World Council of Churches, the Latter-day Saints coming out of Utah, with the 12 disciples and all that, and they waiting on me to get on Romans. Listen, when you jump down the book of Romans, look what it says in 10 verse 1 and 2. Read.
Romans chapter 10 verse 1 and verse 3.
And 2.
Romans chapter 10 verses 1 to 3.
Brothers, 1 and 2. 10:1 and 10:2.
Romans chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. brethren, my mind desire and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to the knowledge.
So you see that? So when you jump down in the book of Romans, Paul, it says, who is his desire to be to the whole world? What did he say in 10:1?
He said, for Israel.
Read the verse.
Romans 10:1. Brethren, my mind, desire, and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved.
So when you read the book of Romans, brother, it's talking about the children of Israel. He wants the northern kingdom to come out of that misinformation. That book of Romans is not talking about nobody but who Paul said he talked to, the children of Israel. His job was to find northern kingdom that will scatter the children of Israel. So when you jump down in the book of Romans, and like Peter said, they twisted up his right, but it's to their own destruction. See, I don't know why you didn't touch her to get to the book of Romans, because the Romans is going to be talking about the children of Israel, the people that have been instructed, the people that was in the wilderness. It's all pointing toward the children of Israel according to the Bible. Then the other nations is not in the book of Romans. That's why we had to sit the groundwork on these names that you're going to add to their names in Exodus chapter 1 by calling them any other name than a genealogy name. So any other name you call them is polluted for the name of the genealogy in the book of Exodus chapter 1 and 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. All Israel must be reckoned through genealogy. So whatever name you put on them, you got to know how to pronounce sentence on it according to 262 as familiar for whatever name you're talking about. So we just look further up the road on it. And we're going to touch on something in just a minute after we come out the break by bringing in the Mother Z to address these nations. And we'll bring in the elders to give us our final thoughts on take number 7-6. And we're going to come back at it again. Think about it, Steve Wright. There's a lot of stuff I'm going to tell you. Remember one thing, that great big feast is only days away. Sunday night, royal blue gown with fringes on it. The Feast of Purim is on the clock, waiting on you for Sunday night. When the sun sets, that's when the feast is. Huh? So we took it and last night left. So hope you got it. We ain't going to touch on that tonight. We're going to touch on something in Romans in a minute after Mother Z addressed this national audience. But she said, I got something to say to this national audience. And we're going to bring in Mother Z, let her address this national audience and the WCC and Latter-day Saints, Mormons. She's going to maybe address everybody. I don't know. Mother Z, tribe of Yah, God, Jews. Yahweh be with you. Mother Z, where you at? You're on the clock. Come on. We're all listening.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother Z. Mother Z, well, the national audience is waiting to hear what you got to say for this national audience. Take the time to go on and dress them. Go on and dress them in grand style. You're going to clock them up.
I'm going to read for the national audience in St. John, the third chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 13. And no man has ascended unto heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. In verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 16, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, for Yahweh sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believe on him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already, because he has not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh the Father. Verse 18, and he is in this is the condemnation, and this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that does evil hate the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds shall be but he that does turn come to the light, but he that do turn come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are worthy in Yahweh. And I'm going to stop right here and just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm going to read verse 22. After these things came Yahweh and his disciples unto the land of Judah, and then he tarried with them and baptized. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thanks for that, Mother. See? So, bring our elder in, get his closing statement on tape number 76. See if I can help him bring him in, get his closing statement. Elder, Mr. Taylor, you're on the clock for your closing statement on tape number 76. There, you're on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I'm just sitting back enjoying the whole thing myself and hoping everybody else is doing the same thing. Because, as I said before, on this program, there is an awful lot to learn. Because people are confusing who Yahuwah the Son is, getting them confused with sources and everybody like that. Earlier this evening, before the broadcast, one gentleman asked me, say, Elder Tibbs, didn't you know that Bar Jesus was Jesus' son? I said, no, you're talking about a worshiper of Satan, the devil. Let me show you in this one verse. You know, it's really strange when you can do that. And, you know, in this ministry, you're able to get strength by learning the word so you can talk to these deceptives because they can be very convincing. This is why, you know, we try to guide you through these dark times and bad teaching Christianity and people with those sort of deceptive tactics in mind. This is why we always tell you, you know, we teach first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. And they always ask, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? Well, it comes from learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. And when you attend this broadcast, you see, we talk about a lot of different things, even history. And this is what you find when you come to the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And the times are open for all this education. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special day. But we usually let you know when that high day comes. We've got a Sabbath class also. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. And the current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., which we should have more members attending there to ask those questions about the Bible. You should attend that Sabbath class at 12 p.m. And your online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. So the temple members desire to leave. And even we have a website address. Just open up any search engine in a TRIBEYHDH.com. And when you click enter, look on the big line. You'll see some choices. And one is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. And when you have any other device, you might see menu. But after you click that, you still see choices. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads this book of Psalms. People ask me and they say, you know, listen to this. Why do you keep repeating the same things over and over again? I say, you know, that's called rehearsing the righteous act. We do this so this scriptures are embedded in your mind from rehearsing the righteous act. So we look at Psalms chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, you kindness of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, I always try to remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations is greatly appreciated that is coming to this ministry. Greatly appreciated. Read the books of Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Eli, for building a school, banquet hall, and radio station, land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of. And also while there, check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, including myself. We even have some members that are not aware of when the feast days are. So that's a good thing to check. The live program is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. And when you click the red live button, it'll put you right into a live online broadcast. We have a few numbers also to call. The first is our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you got questions on. And it should be a lot of questions as far as what I can see. And any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry should be able to answer those questions. Also, by calling that same number, we have what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs can be set up to be put on DVD. And one note that we'd like to mention, try to cut down some of our confusion. Please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually very busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen, and now even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And you'll find if your question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you've missed the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you look for Voices of the True Israelite, just find the program you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Cal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And you'll find the Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Cal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But this time we'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel, and I think that teaching will yet continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You're exactly right. I mean, really, this teaching is supposed to go on as long as Paul was going in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. He was teaching so long that one guy put out the one, he had to resuscitate him and bring him back in the 20th chapter of Acts. So, I mean, he just so much on the table. Before we get started, really get down. So we're going to run back up to Camp Oak, Leola. And we look at Amos chapter 3, 1, 2, and 7, that quote and statement at Leora. Out of Camp Oak, Detroit, Michigan. Let's see what it says in Amos chapter 3, 1, 2, and 7, that quote and statement. You want to clap them up.
Amos 3, verses 1 through 3.
1, 2, and 7.
Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7. Hear his word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of
read
Israel.
Read again. Take the time. Look at the real captain. Read the captain.
Amos
3,
verse
1.
Verse 1, hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse 7. Surely Yahuwah will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the seers.
Mm-hmm. So we clear that we jump down the book of Romans. You told the seer to write. Make sure you put it down here. They're going to jump down the book of Romans, and they're going to bring all the other nations in there. But he said, make it plain to them to know one thing. Out of all the peoples on all the earth, I only knew one people, the children of Israel. That's all I know. So when you jump down in the room with all the other nations, he said, I don't know them. I know one people. You only have I known out of all the families of the earth. You tell them that here and believe like it is. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan.
Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Yes. The bottom line is, he said he only know one people. So he jumped out, and the Romans are, you have to find out what people that he known. And one thing about it, Malachi 3:6, he don't change. In the book of Hebrews 13, verse 8, he don't change. So the bottom line, he ain't changed. So if he know one people, that means when you read the book of Romans, it ain't talking about nothing but one people. So, Mother E, we're going to come back, Mother E, with the book of Psalms 147, 19 and 20. What does it say, Mother E? Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20 in the closing statement. Psalms 147, Mother E, verse 19 and 20.
Okay. Psalms 147.
Verse 19
and 20. Okay. Mm-hmm. Psalm 147, verse 19 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
He showed his word unto Israel, whose name was, he showed his word unto Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. His statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He had not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahweh.
So he said, you better praise Yahweh on it. He said, so he jumped down the book of Romans. He know no other nation but Israel. So whatever you read now of the book of Romans, it's talking about the nation he know. Israel. So you got to figure out where Israel at in the book of Romans, and we'll tell you about it in lessons to come. So we jump down the book of Romans, he said, the only one I know is Israel. So we'll get a little bit more as time unfolds itself. Mother E, close the statement, we'll catch your eyeball on top of the Saturday. You're on the clock tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, well, for this class, and thank you, Yahweh. Well, be it in the class, and I'm gonna read in Deuteronomy chapter 3, and verse Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O. And now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers give you. And I'm going to read Deuteronomy 8, and I'm going to start at verse 3. And he humbled thee, verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, lead thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to keep to know what was in thine mind, whether thou would keep his commandment or no. Verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with the manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know it, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Yahweh do man live. Hallelujah.
So we found out that man lived by everything he's saying and what he have said out of his own mouth. He only know but one people's. So anytime you read any book in the Bible, he only talking about the people that he knows. So it's a point we're going to bring out there. Maybe it's not in this lesson, but maybe tomorrow. Never know. But Mother E, what it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. With that understanding, let me read the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Help me out and tell me what they're talking about. Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. We don't paint the picture pretty good so far, and we ain't got warmed up on it. Joel 2, 27 and 28. What it say?
You talking to me, Steve?
D up Israel. Mother D up Israel. Chapter 2, verse 27, 28 of Joel.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see vision.
Mm-hmm. Who's he talking about in verse 27? Read again.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
So when you jump out in verse 28, who is he talking about? Keep reading. So go and tie it in. With that understanding, when you read verse 28, who is he talking about in verse 28? And tie it in.
And it shall come to pass, the words, that I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out my spirit upon all Israel. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
And your son, Israel, children of Israel, and your daughter shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision.
So all that right there will pour out my spirit, that's pour the spirit upon one people, the children of Israel. So it's just that plain when you jump to this book with that understanding. You only knew one people, so the one he going to get his word or pour out his word on is the children of Israel. Once they come to the knowledge of himself. And that's why you heard it earlier in the thing about knowing, if you know yourself, you don't know yourself, and that's why you all over the place. Let's go to 37th chapter and get a closing statement. In Ezekiel 37, verse 26 to 28, the closing statement. Ezekiel 37, mm-hmm. verse 26 mm-hmm. down to verse 28.
Wait a minute. Ezekiel 37,
verse 26 to 28.
Ezekiel 37, 26 and 28.
Yeah, straight down, 26, 27, and 28.
Oh, okay. Ezekiel 37, verse 26 to 28. Verse 26, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, the children of Israel. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, the children of Israel. And I will place them and multiply them, children of Israel, and will set my temple in the midst of them forevermore. Verse 27, my temple also shall be with them, the children of Israel. I will be their Yahuwah, and they shall be my people, children of Israel. 28, and the nations shall know that I, Yahweh, do sanctify Israel when my temple shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
That's very plain to me. All right, Jim, that's very plain to me. Closing statement, you on the clock. Come on. So the way we look like, you only have I known, the children of Israel have I known. And so when you jump down the book of Romans, how you all of a sudden now come up with John 3:16 and everything else? Not when it's not really the foundation. Closing statement, you on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 103:1-3. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his righteous name. Verse 2. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy sins, who healeth all thy diseases. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So it's just that plain. So, Brother Micaiah, so when we read, Second Chronicles 29, verse 24, what does it say? Second Chronicles 29:24. What does it say, Brother Micaiah? You know, lying. What does it say?
Book of Second Chronicles. Chapter 29, picking it up at verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
24. And the priest killed them. And they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that.
Right there. So reconciliation is for who? Brother Micaiah. Reconciliation
for all Israel.
Let's go to Ezekiel 45:17.
Okay.
Ezekiel 45:17.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, picking it up at verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "It shall be the prince's part to give burnt offering and meat offering and drink offering in the feast and in the new month and in the Sabbath." And all Solomon of the house of Israel, the family of Israel, he shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the family of Israel.
So reconciliation is for who?
Reconciliation is for the family of Israel.
Sirach 45:16-23. Sirach 45:16-23.
Okay. Going to the book of Sirach, chapter 45, picking it up at 16 and verse 23. Verse 16 reads, "He chose him out of all men living to offer sacrifices to Yahweh for a memorial to make reconciliation for his people, all the family of Israel." Verse 23. The third is honor in Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, because he had zeal in the fear of Yahweh and stood up with good courage of mind with the people, were turned back and made reconciliation for Israel.
So reconciliation is for who?
Israel.
Let's go to 2 Maccabees 5:19-20. 2 Maccabees 5:19-20. So reconciliation is for Israel. 2 Maccabees 5:19-20.
Okay, going, turning to the 2 Maccabees. on chapter 5, and picking up at verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, "Nevertheless, Yahweh did not choose the people for the place's sake, that was partaker with them of the adversity that happened to the nation, did afterward communicate in the benefit sent from Yahweh, and in as it was forsaken in the wrath of the Almighty. So again, the great Yahweh being reconciled, it was set up with all honor."
So reconciliation and reconciliation is for who?
It's for the children of Israel.
Children of Israel, huh? So that will wreck. Now, if I did something to my better half, say if I've done something to my better half, and I'm going to go and reconcile with somebody down the street, is that right? Is that reconciliation? Can I do something wrong to my better half, then go down the streets and catch a stranger out there and reconcile with him, and that would be forgiven? Do we work like that, Brother McKay?
No.
Who I got to make reconciliation with?
Let's make reconciliation with my wife.
Exactly right. The one that you with. So that's the one. And he said, and what did he say that he only knows in Amos 3, 1 and 2?
The book of Amos.
Amos 3, 1 and 2.
Yes, the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I have brought up from the land of Egypt, polluted word Mazarene, saying," verse 2, "you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins."
So if I did something wrong to my better half, and if I'm gonna reconcile, I gotta reconcile with her, the one that I know. I can't reconcile with a stranger down the street. So reconciliation is for Israel, or reconciliation is somebody have once been together and have departed. So reconciliation is open for the ones that have, that you reconciled with, and all he knew was Israel. Point we making. Let's go to Romans chapter 11, verse 1. We're going to Romans chapter 11, verse 1. So when you jump down there, you sure you heard me get to the book of Romans? So when you jump down in 11, verse 1, what you read, Romans 11, 1.
Okay. Turn into the book of Romans, chapter 11, picking it up at verse 1.
And 2, 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and verse 2. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, "I say then, have Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin." Verse 2, "Yahweh have not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What he not..."
Stop it there. Who did he foreknew? You just got through reading out of Amos 1 and 2. So who did he foreknew?
All the children of Israel.
Skip down to verse 13 through 15. Just read the way you see it. They're going to take care of yourself. Read the way you see it, but he's going to get a word out of it. Now, so when you jump down in the book of Romans, and then when you read verse 13, he don't told you who he know. Look what he said in verse 13. But see, when you no longer upon his banner, you become another name. This is the name you get when you come out from under Yahweh. The name you better get read 9, verse 13.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, "For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my mind out."
Go ahead. 14 and 15.
Verse 14. "If any man means I may provoke to emulation, then them which are my flesh and might save some of them." Verse 15.
Stop it there. Who we calling? Who we calling to emulate some of them to call my flesh in verse 13? What is he calling them? First word?
Gentile.
Gentile. That's what we call it. That's his flesh. He said he's an Israelite. And he said maybe he can provoke some of that warmth that's his flesh. He calling them Gentile. Read.
Okay. And might save some of them. Verse 15. "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead."
Now, when you buy with Yahweh, you in the dead, so the reconciliation is only for Israel. So Paul is saying he got to get them back on their feet, them Gentiles that are brought away from Yahweh. Then Hosea chapter 1 saying that they not my people anymore. So reconciliation is for somebody that was once in there. You can't make reconciliation with somebody that you don't know. He only got one wife, which is the children of Israel. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So when you jump down the book of Romans, reconciliation is for one that was once in. You know, like if your wife go back home to mama, and you come and now you're the door trying to make reconciliation because you want to come back to you. So you go knock on old man's door, on father's door, say, "Hey, I want to make reconciliation with my wife." So that means your wife was once with you, but she got away from you. Same thing about in the book of Romans. The wife of Northern Kingdom, Adam, got away from Yahweh, and now he got the door open for them to reconcile themselves by coming back to the Torah instruction. So that's what he means in 11 verse 2, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, what did he say?
Look at 2 Corinthians, chapter 11 verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "For I am jealous over you with Yahweh jealous, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Yahweh the Son."
He comes to the Corinthians. He said, "Listen, you've been espoused to one husband." Come back to Jeremiah 3:14. What is it in Jeremiah 3:14?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're going to Jeremiah. From chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
Up at verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 14, read.
Mm-hmm.
14. "Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, and I will take you, one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion."
Verse 20.
"Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahweh."
30 verse 4.
Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, picking up at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Yadav, polluted word, Judah."
So you see, Let me jump down to the book of Romans. Reconciliation is only for Israel. Mm-hmm. It got 19 to 17 nations. The only one that can be reconciled is when you walked away from somebody and now I'm back over to try to reconcile you. Come on back home. So the reconciliation is open for both tribes, northern and southern, to come back and stop playing the whole on him. It's open for you. So when you read the book of Romans, you talk about reconciliation is for Israel, northern and southern. They go both of them upon there. But northern is worse than southern, you know, because they 99% are playing the whore. And y'all got Judah is breaking up a little bit. But he often Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So that's what you read. You read in the book of Romans. It's talking about reconciliation for northern and southern kingdom to come back to the one husband, which is your maker, Yahweh the Son. So do you understand that? There ain't no problem getting at Romans. It's just we have to build a case for getting Romans. Romans is only talking about southern and northern kingdom. But one walked away. But the reconciliation is on the door, but he got to come back to the bond of the covenant. We're going to stop it right there and give the young lion all the room to give his closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
I want to thank Yahweh for another blessing for allowing me to read his word and learn from the seer of C. Roy. I thank Yahweh for my wife and children that have given me the raise for him. Thank Yahweh for our elders, our mothers, our teachers, and for all the brothers and sisters at VOTTY in the 6th Anointed Camp. I want to read from the book of Psalms, chapter 89, verse 16. Beginning at verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your counsel. Verse 16. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. Verse 17. For you are the honor of their strength, and in their favor our horns shall be exalted. Verse 18. For Yahweh is our defense, and the righteous one of Israel is our king. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So listen, is it plain to understand that when you see, you jump down in the book of Romans and you got it by the whole world think they're part of that, on the way the world is a part of that, but the world have some wisdom of Solomon 17:16. Read that, Brother Mackay, we'll close out with this. Wisdom of Solomon 17:16. This is what got to happen for the children of Israel. The children of Israel got to understand something got to happen for them, and the wisdom of Solomon 17, verse 16 through 18 says what?
Okay, the book of the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 16 reads, so then, whosoever there fell down was straightly kept, shut up in a prison without iron bars.
He said, we've been shut up in a prison without any bars. I mean, we shut up in an iron now. The prison, mm-hmm. you know, you in a prison. But you shut up because of bad teaching now. You shut up because of you've been parakeeted by other nations that have bogarted them way in the book of Romans. And there ain't no way inside of them. You was a prisoner of your own mind. Read verse 16 and 17 one more time.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 16, read. So then whosoever there fell down was straightly kept, shut up in a prison without iron bars.
17.
Verse 17?
Yeah.
Verse 17. For whether he were husbandman or shepherd or a laborer in the field, he was overtaken and endured the necessities which could not be avoided, for they were all bound with one chain of God.
So you hear that? To other nations, open up your book and teaching you like the WCC, the 500 million members of the World Council of Churches, and the Utah ladder of Mormon saints. You shut in your own mind that you go into Romans and pull you out in there. You cannot be reconciled. You never was reconciled out. You never been in. That's talking about northern and southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it like that until tomorrow night. Got nothing to do with the other nation. You got to be married to this husband. And he is not playing adultery with no other nation by saying he don't know one, the children of Israel. So he don't have no two wives. He got one wife, the children of Israel. You got that, WCC, World Council of Churches? One wife, southern and northern, and they're going to bring them all together in tomorrow night lesson as one people. Hey, that's when you read the book of Romans. The reconciliation is for northern kingdom to come back to southern kingdom. And southern kingdom got to focus in on Yahweh himself. And then both nations is going to walk out. And the other 17 nations going to get the reward of what they have done in the past. And that's when you read the book of Romans. So the one that be drafted in him is the one that was once in him. Ain't no nation have never been with the children of Israel. No nation. So you can't be reconciled. And he never chose no other nation but Israel as a wife, children of Israel. You got it? Well, see, you can talk the most. We ain't going to cut you off. No, I'm too talking. You can turn your radio off. I'm too talking. But the point we're making here, when you read the book of Romans, it's talking about one people, the children of Israel. Got nothing to do with no other nation being drafted in. You can't be drafted in unless you were there once about a time ago. Show me anywhere in the Bible where Esau or any other nation tied in with Israel to do anything for them besides kick them in the ring. It's not written in the Bible. So all the reconciliation is for the children of Israel. No one can be drafted in. It's the one that walked away willfully, and that's in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 12. Northern kingdom walked away from the southern kingdom. Now they got to come back and be drafted back into southern kingdom. And southern kingdom got to recognize their position and does their job well. No saying on that. But Makai, you got anything you want to say behind that? They said they're going to let the microphone stay open. Catch me in something. You won't say anything behind that, Brother McCain?
Hallelujah, quoi. Hallelujah, quoi. Hallelujah, quoi.
Hallelujah, quoi. So, you sure you want to teach on Romans? We have a problem teaching on any part of the book. But our thing is get the fishing on the count prepared to teach on these books.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say one thing. The Gentile is the one that broke away from Yahweh. It could be southern or northern, but it got nothing to do with the other nation. You're not even in the book of Romans. As a matter of fact, you only call by genealogy, and I ain't read nothing about Moab, Ammon, or Esau being reconciliation with anybody but y'all to yourself. Remember, you got to be called by genealogy. The Gentile, the Jew got polluted names. Moab, Ammon, and Esau. That is the power to be named today. And Ishmael. So Ishmael, Esau, Moab, and Ammon is the four peoples that's in power today. That is your biblical name. See? And Esau is the Romans. The children of Israel was in Rome. They was called the saints in Rome. Paul went to Rome to wake up the scattered Israelites and Yahweh Judah that was in Rome, tell them come back to the bond of the covenant. Let's look at this thing all over again. So we're going to leave it like that. Keep talking, Sierra. No, I don't want to talk no more. That's enough. You can cut this station off until we get back here tomorrow at 7:30. Remember, class tomorrow at 7:30. Class tomorrow is at 7:30. So we catch you all at 7:30. So Yahweh be with you all, and from the mothers, from the elders, and from the young line teachers, Brother Makai Israel. Yahweh be with you all, and we catch you all tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Shalom, shalom.